game of dominoes is beloved by Belizeans. Here in Los Angeles, they play in converted garages and front yards, from Monday to Sunday, from mid-afternoon, late into the night. It's an obsession that brings friends together to drink, talk, and tease.
It's actually fun to sit there and call each other, you don't know how to play this game, and I'm a dominologist, and I put the D in dominoes.
Elliston Baptist, who lives near the corner of Budlong Avenue and 36th Street, says dominoes also connects Belizeans to their Caribbean cousins from countries like Jamaica, St. Lucia, Barbados, and Trinidad.
Any Caribbean people should get together on any setting, especially on a barbecue day. When we get together, that's the first thing we say, man, break out the bones, seeing.
Baptist, who came to Los Angeles from Belize 2 years ago, says Belizeans pass dominoes from generation to generation. He grew up in Belize City and fondly remembers the domino club of his youth. But here in Los Angeles, on Budlong Avenue, just south of 36, is a makeshift domino club that has been running for 25 years. It's run by Pedro Paleo. He's a Hispanic Belizean who has become a local hero of sorts.
Because you make mistake, right? Me and your partners, you make a mistake, I jump on you. Man, you know you should have done this. You know, but that's the fun of the game. But when we have tournament, you cannot talk.
At a tournament held every 3 months, domino players from around the city converge at Paleo's converted garage. While music blasts and onlookers chat, the players engage in a conversation without words, communicating with Domino's endless combinations of patterns and numbers.
17, 21, 28.
One of Paleo's regulars, Ed Gregg, was born in Belize and raised in Los Angeles. He started playing Domino's 20 years ago with his father.
How often do you play?
Every day. Yeah.
And what do you love about Domino's?
It's the mental aspect of it. You've got to know how to strategize, you know. It's a game of ruse, counter ruse, and a little chicanery.
Gregg goes back once a year to Belize in the spring. No surprise, he plays dominoes every day when he's there. As Elliston Baptist explains, home is never far from the hearts of these domino men.
Even though when you're here, it's nothing like home. And in the setting right now, as we speak, my dad and my nephews and my brother and them should be playing dominoes right about now. They do that every evening. They sit down after everybody come from work and do what they do. They come out in the front of the yard on the street corner, and there's a lamppost light right there in case it get dark. And that's what they do till everybody decides to go to bed.
In garages and front yards, the sound of connecting dominoes grows louder when night falls. Laughter and drinking continue into the late hours. In both worlds, Belizeans match dominoes just as they have for generations. Los Angeles may never be like home, but at the domino table, it's as close as it can get. This is Thomas Kelly for Annenberg Radio News.